But it is where I am, so hello. I'm going to go ahead and start our process now with a lots of unconditional love. So we're going to bring this in. For everyone on the call and those listening and to the recording later, or now when you actually listen to it. So take a deep breath and allow that flow of unconditional acceptance and love flow through you. Okay, I'm going to strengthen everybody's core and align the body, mind, and spirit, which means that each will have their own place. You can call it like the boundary and an interconnectedness that works for you. The mind is handy when you get in your car and you want to drive because it's really good with rote things. It's kind of terrible at new things, but it's really good at rote things. And spirit's excellent, except there are times that the memories or other dimensional influences bother us. So we want to be very clean with that and with our body. Now I'm going through everyone's core. Some of you have been picking up some of the energy that's been flowing around lately. So let's clear and clean, purify the core right through the nervous system, strengthening the nervous system. I see some disconnects between spinal cords and necks and brains. So we're going to bring all that together, strengthening the flow. We're going to align everybody to the planet, the universe, and our galactic natures, and the new Earth. I've been watching quite a few grids collapse and new ones begin since December. It's been very fast watching all this, and I've been there for the last 3 days. Just aligning everyone to the new Earth again. Okay. We're going to flow more unconditional love and acceptance for yourself, strengthening everyone to themselves and their wholeness. Let's delete all the patterns of being broken up and chopped up and not able to communicate internally or externally. Let's delete those patterns from everybody now. Zero minus infinity. Let's go in and also strengthen the core for a reset to wholeness. I had a couple of people ask me about balance. Balance is always in the spinal cord. So let's go into that. Your balance, stable, and centered. All the chiropractic friends I have are always talking to me about this and how they absolutely believe that the centeredness and the balance are the most important things. That means if you have more energy on one side than the other, you want to go for a little more balance. They don't have to be exact in their energy field. Sometimes what we run on the left is very different than on the right. But you want to balance. And balance is always in motion, right? We're always moving towards it. So any limitation we have to moving towards balance in pattern, thought, behavior. Let's delete that. I see a couple clearing up in people's heads. Very good. So there's been a few worries out there, and let's go ahead and bring in all the parts of ourselves that are feeling worried and feeling time constraints, things from the past that we never finished or completed, things in the future we have anticipation of, and just move back to our central core. And let's bring in the heart balance, empowerment, self-love, and wisdom. I did have a question about awareness and how to be attuned to your awareness. Attuned, I think it was like at one, within the oneness, and taking our own energy into consideration. What are we strong to? What are we weak to? What's working with us? And I think we went over this a couple of times. When you're, there's several ways you can do this. If you have more questions about this, we can go over it again next week. But you want to be able to have a way of knowing a simple yes or no about things happening in your life. Take a deep breath. And the only way you're going to get to that is to kind of be aware of your core, to be aware of your strength and have a communication with your body. So let's go through and delete all the patterns we have of taking other people's expert opinions on over our own. I had a question about someone who had consulted quite a few psychics in their past, and they felt like that information was still kind of haunting them. And this happens. Even things that I say, if it's bothering you, it may not be right for you, or it may be something else you need to clear. But you want to make your own internal knowing the most important thing going on with you. Okay. Okay. Going to work on neurotransmitters and hormones again. I think we have an MP3 on this. However, we've had a lot of questions about it. And I want to have a gentle reminder for everyone. The more we worry about this, sometimes we make that worse just with that. So an excellent thing to teach yourself is rather than worry, oh, I just caught myself worrying again, let me go in and strengthen my core to my worry about my hormones. And you'll find a lot of the time what we think the problem is not what the problem is. Because just the kind of knowing that something was a problem often just helps it begin to resolve. So if that isn't happening for you, you might be putting a lot of energy on a problem that isn't really the problem. Take a deep breath. And worry on your body always drags it down. Other people's opinions about it always drags it down. I know I've given the example of the person who had the diagnosis that turned out to be incorrect. And he just followed the diagnosis and let his body deteriorate. And so we do that in 100 ways every single day. We're living or we're dying. We're adding to our life or we're subtracting from it. And we do that by going into our core and staying strong and allowing the body to do its job. We're always interfering with the body's job, especially as open as we are these days. We allow a lot of things into our body to take it over. And that can be our own emotional worry. Okay, let's do another cleanse. Cleansing energy. Might as well use this beautiful rainbow energies out here. We had multiple people call in about surgeries. And so I'm going to put on the recording information about that. So the first thing we're doing is strengthening all of the patients and yourself, should you be in the situation, to all of the doctors and nursing staff. To the surgical suite, to a room if you're staying. All instruments purified and precise handling of them. We strengthen our body to take all the changes that the surgery is going to make and to heal quickly. Quick in and out. Simple, and we strengthen to all anticipated complications. So what does that mean? That means all the things we're worried about, all the things that could happen, everything you were warned about, and everybody around you who's freaking out. Okay, so for the people who wrote in about the surgeries, I have done some extra personal work there. I just wanted you to know that. All right. A lot of people ask me whether they should have surgeries or not. And the first thing we do is we check to see if you're strong to it or not. Sometimes surgeries do make people better, and a lot of them make people worse. So it's always an individual idea as to whether this is going to work. Do I believe the body can always heal itself? And it absolutely can, but it depends. It depends on how strong you're going to be, how you're going to go in and work with yourself, if you're going to really allow your body the space to do it. Sometimes we give away our power too much with surgeries, to doctors, to nurses, to other people. And then we don't have enough energy to actually do it ourselves. We're running around hoping for a miracle with somebody else. So take a deep breath. All the times we ever looked for the answer outside of ourselves, let's go ahead and bring back any fractal pieces that would like to integrate with you now, including surgical ones. Any times you've had surgeries, been cut up, diced up, harmed, made better, but still were scared, allow all those pieces to come back. It actually depends on the level of consciousness of the person and the team. We have worked with surgeons that were not that conscious, really. But if you work with the energy during that time, that does assist tremendously. Okay, very good. Okay. I'm going to bring in some skin energies. I think I've talked through how to do skin work before, but we go through each layer of the skin and we're asking for the right amount of oil, elasticity, flexibility, hormone, rejuvenation, the pigment spread out. And I'm going to work the whole body skin because we had so many emails about skin. Anywhere you felt damage, scars. We'll run the energy over any scars you may have. Going through each layer of the skin, strengthening each to the one before, up and down, adding hydration, and deleting all extra bacteria or funguses that inhibit the skin, and its beauty, and its glow. We have to strengthen the circulation and the lymph flow all the way through the skin. Some of you have skin issues that have to do with a sugar imbalance, so I'm going to do a little work for that now. I wanted to also talk about being over responsible for other people. Sometimes I've been talking to people through their sessions, and it's so apparent that they're just so weary of taking care of people who need to be able to take care of themselves. And sometimes those jobs do belong to other people if they're now incapable of taking care of themselves. If you find yourself really needing all of your energy for your own health, then please don't take on other people. Allow them to take care of themselves. I'm not talking about young children, but allow yourself the luxury of your own time and your own energy. And so everywhere that you have a pattern of overextending yourself in the responsibility of others, I'd like you to go ahead and bring those parts back that are ready to integrate now and bring them back through your heart. And let's go ahead and strengthen everyone to accept those soul fragments and conscious pieces that are out there trying to solve the world's problems. Let's strengthen everyone's vitality. And for anyone that you feel is sort of left in the lurch without resources, if you let them go, then let's allow a miracle to come in for this. And by miracle, I just mean God in action, energy in action, the other dimensions coming in to take over. And it will. Okay. And on the other side of the coin, we have people who are collapsing, taking no responsibility for themselves, and hoping that someone else will come in and save them, which many people will dust you off, wash you off, stand you up. But we also need to get our own strength going. We need that moment that you get your own strength and your own knowing that you're the one who's going to do this for you. So let's go ahead and bring in all the parts of ourselves that are in collapsed energies. Sometimes they're disguised as parts of ourselves that don't want to grow up. I'm not talking about inner child joy. I'm talking about personality issues and thoughts. And then also, it's often a collapse in early childhood. So let's go ahead and bring any parts of those of ourselves that would like to come back in now. And there's quite a few of you bringing things in now. That is really beautiful. Let's just let those come in. And work with gravity and anti-gravity. Toning. And grief. And again, pigment. I had several questions come in about sleep. So the part that is afraid to let you fall asleep because you're afraid that something bad might happen at night, or you don't know what will happen. And so we need to soothe this part of ourselves. We need to take it as a little child, put it on our knee, and just say, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be all right. So for those of you who have parts of yourself that are in fear or tremble or afraid to fall asleep, let's go ahead and love those parts with unconditional love. Them in. Any parts that are not you just gently are escorted away. For those of you who've raised children, sometimes we'll just pull them into our own bed when they're not able to sleep, and we just hold them and hug them and gently fall asleep with them. See if that works for you, just as you would hold and comfort that part of yourself and allow the unconditional love to flow. You can think of it as a switch where you're going from this fear and you're going to switch over to the unconditional love and just let it flow. This is a really good way to train yourself to be able to be in that sense of self-healing all the time. Because self-love and unconditional love is so much more than how people generally think of it. It's actually very powerful. It allows the healing juice to get in there because we're in acceptance. We're in acceptance for what it is. We're no longer in resistance of this energy to come in. All right, big breath. There are waves and waves of energy that came to the earth, within the earth, and remade a lot of the earth grids recently. And I'd like to roll with those energies just for a minute with you. If you could think of like rolling hills of rainbows, it's a little bit like that. Only above and within the earth. And then I always bring in the blue blanket for sleep. You can use it at any time, but it's very good if you just need to restore yourself. And when that kind of fear comes up, there's a need for a deep restoration. So I think I put it on a recording earlier. I'll go ahead and stream that now again. This aligns all the selves in every place we exist with the body as the priority. It's not the body that's complaining so much. It's the emotions and the thoughts that get attached to it. The body itself works pretty well. It's always working to be in your favor. We just stuff all these messages in it. All right. I had a question about blocks too. And blocks are basically where the energy is not flowing. And of course, we work with energy, but we also work with blood flow, which is another part of energy, or lymph flow. So let's get in and look at the places where you feel you might be blocked and just delete those. Okay. I had another question about creativity and sovereignty. And when we get in our core, when we're really deep in our core and our knowing, and the self-love is there, the heart is open, our next phase, our next step is what we call, I call like the golden blanket phase. And that is pure creative juice. It's very sovereign. It knows exactly what your talents are. It assists you in getting that into the world in the way it needs to get. If there are things that you're working with the health, it also comes in with that. And it always seems to follow the open-heartedness. It always follows being able to flow unconditional love in its finest form. If you want it to be flowing all the time, if you want constant ideas and you want that place to be able to really put your mark in everything you do. And that could be a giant business. That could mean that you heal yourself. That could mean that you clean the house with amazing creativity. It could be anything that you want to do in the world. How it's really who you are, who you become, and that energy helps define you rather than let you be kind of part of a group mind that can slow you down and confuse you. It's a definition of sovereignty. So for everyone ready for that, let's bring in the golden energies. I'm going to strengthen circulation on everyone. I know I just mentioned it, but I can see other people are questioning it. So here we go. And anytime we strengthen the circulation, that means the arteries, the veins, the little tiny pathways of blood, the lymph and the energy. And then we'll strengthen the tubes that the blood flows in. And the perfect communication. We're going to do some blood cleansing here. I can see that we need that. So here we go. Think of it as like a virtual cleansing of the blood, clearing. So we'll put a purity energy in there. We'll strengthen the right neurotransmitters and hormones. And we'll work on deleting and running through all of the false estrogens that we're all absorbing now. We see this in plastics and pesticides and all kinds of things. But we don't want to be afraid of it. We just want to know what our choices are going to be and allow the body to take care of it and stay in strength with it. I've had a few questions about cancer, and I think I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. So when you know that you have a distinct area that has something going on, you want to keep strengthening all the cells right up to that area, and as they strengthen, they will just continue to take over the area and work under that the cancerous area. And if you're looking for a visualization, this is a very good one, that the healthy cells around it are even stronger than usual, and they continue to work with their expansion into the area that is cancerous, and that what is below the cancerous skin or tissue comes up and continues to heal and rejuvenate and regenerate below, healthy. So I'm going to run this energy. I know several of you are in this right now. So let's go ahead and just put that. Now, if you don't have cancer, that's fine. You might just focus on a part of your body that you'd like to rejuvenate or regenerate, and it should work a similar way for you. Or it could even be like a mole or something that you'd like to shift. Okay, here we go. Very good, very good. Okay, so I had a question also about how do I stay positive when everything's falling apart around me? And there were several other questions about people getting angry or not, or lying or not honoring them, or how should you react, or how not to react. And I believe that the best way to handle this as far as reaction is, if you're reacting, you're reacting. You just want to use your resilience and recover quickly. That's really all there is to it. All the energy you put into not reacting might actually cause you more harm than good. Depending on what the reaction is, right? If it's just that if you're feeling like murderous rage, that might be different. But if you're just feeling your normal emotion, then allow that to be, and then just love the part that's feeling it. Some part of yourself might just need some expression so you can identify it. If being strong in your center is not stopping a reaction, then don't worry about it. Allow it, and then just bring it back. And the more you do that, the less reactive you'll be to anything. I want to also go into other people and counting on them And to be honest, you really don't want to be counting on other people, because if counting on someone else leaves you in a desperate place or a very place that you feel insecure, then you want to be able to count on yourself. So let's go for all the people who are experiencing this. Let's work on neutralizing this. So all the time, spaces, and dimensions that someone let you down and did not follow through on their promises, and where you have been disrespected, I'd like you to bring in all the parts of yourself that are ready to come back and integrate. Well, the other question was, how do I not take it personally? Well, that's interesting. So what I generally do with this is I realize it's just not personal. Anyone else's craziness has really nothing to do with me. But the way I work it through is I use the infinity loop, and I put myself in one end of the loop, and I put the other person in the other, and I run that infinite love around us that can go through and erase everything between us karmically from all time, spaces, and dimensions. And sometimes we take things personally when we feel attacked, or that they're kind of trying to hurt us or destroy us or make us small. So, of course, no one can do that without our permission. So let's just go into that part of ourselves that feels that they are less than around another person, and let's delete those patterns and love the parts of ourselves that experience that. We worked earlier on the three balances of the heart, the wisdom, the unconditional love, and the strength, the power. And you can see those as all equal rays of energy. You can see like a blue ray, a yellow ray, and a pink ray, all about equal in size. And allow those to be around you all the time. And that's your inner strength, supported by the universe. That's your inner wisdom. That's the yellow one, supported by the universe. And the unconditional love streaming to you constantly. And this will help with your alignment. If you're in these sorts of interpersonal relationships or difficulties at work where you just feel kind of out of it. And we can put our trust in this sort of energy because it's non-personal, but it's all about you. If that makes sense. It helps to build you. And rays of light energy do that. They can help for you personally. It doesn't have to be a personality of an ascended master or a guide. I also had questions about guides, and I want to talk about that a little bit. Someone wanted to bring in some guides, and I've always seen people on the other side most of my life, and I recognize that hardly any of them know more than I do. And that's true. That's just true. Now, sometimes you can get a guide that actually can actually guide you because they do have a next step for you. It's like a divine relationship is formed. Now, this is a very different kind of guide, and that may be perfect for you. I talk to those occasionally, but I went through that really fast, that line of just my own alignment, my own personal alignment, although I have spent some time working with Ascended Masters. And they occasionally show up, but usually they just tell me, you've got it, just keep going. And so this is really where you want to get to. That's your evolution. So how do you get there? That's your alignment. And that's to work with your relationship with Source. So for anyone who's feeling shaky there, let's work on that now. Let's connect. Very good. All right. We had a question about a bladder. Going to the bathroom too much, particularly at night. So I'm sure most people have read that bladders often mean we're pissed off or we have fear, and sometimes it's a control issue. And control issues come out of fear and anger sometimes, so where we're feeling a little out of control. So I'm just going to go through your bladder and everyone else's bladder who has a little something going on there. And we'll work on the control, the overstimulation. We'll calm that. And it's an empty, so we want to work on an empty space, and we want to work on all the layers of the bladder, the urethra, and all the control patterns that have been layered within the structure of the organ. And if you have control patterns in other organs, just go ahead and say, yeah, me too. Let's go ahead and work on that. Very good. So also 100% infinite potential for perfect bladder control. And the right sensations. Not too much, not too little, just the right ones. Okay. All right. Now we have salt intake, and I'm too swollen. So let's go ahead and work on that. And salt is actually part of the problem. So let's go ahead and allow the body to move into balance with salt. We'll strengthen the lymphatic to move the water out of the body that's ready to go. So anytime also we're working on a particular area, we always want to see like the extension and the flexion of the area. And I'm going to do that for everybody now. So I know we're talking about too much water in the body, but I'm going to go right to the nervous system, and we're going to work on flexion and extension, which is a message that every cell, every quantum particle of your body gets. We often get stuck in overextension, or we're not flexing, and it's a flow. just like with our breath. It's a flow. Okay, so here we go. The infinite potential of the flexion, deleting everything in the way of that, and in balance with the extension. Very good. Okay. All right. So back to the length. So we'll strengthen the length to move the water. So let's also put in something for the body, for our biocomputer, that our needing to go to the bathroom can be in our waking hours, and that we kind of give the body a message that it's okay, we can wait till morning. Okay. All right. Now we're going to work on knees because I think I've got like four people with left knee problems. So let's go into the left side. And we're going to drop the energy from the infinite potential for our physical function into our left knee. And we're going to strengthen it for walking. Ease with walking. And all the energies interfering with that can just leave. There's a willful interference with a few where it's like a part of you working against your truth, like you're kind of stopping yourself in your forward motion. So let's love the part that is stopping yourself. We'll add lots of synovial fluid to the knees. Bathe both of the knees, all the joints, those with RA symptoms, same thing. Let's just bathe, purify, calm inflammation. This left knee is also weak to the right shoulder. So we'll strengthen that, the shoulder. All right, so now we're on the left side of the body, and focus on whatever part of the body you want to focus on. And you can come back and refocus another time on another part. It could be a kidney, it could be an adrenal, it could be a lung. Allow on the left side, it could be a left eye, allow the energies that are perfect for that left side to come in now. And allow that to stream in all the way. lots of colors coming in for people. So I've dropped everybody into a very interesting dimension of the body. So if you're feeling emotion, I want you just to love that part. Just allow the unconditional love to be there. The left side often, you know, people always say it has to do with the feminine, but it also has to do with the right side of the brain, and it also has to do with sometimes feeling pressed upon by other people, or and often we find our greatest issues on the left side. Strengthen, releasing all the people that might be there. Okay, let's go to the right side and let's stream energies into the right side for any part of your body on the right that needs some assistance. And if you're working on knees, do the right one. Even if it's the left knee. All right, take a deep breath, and let's ask for what both sides of the body need, what your wholeness needs, and allow those energies to come in. Now work on centered, stable, balanced energies, going through the nervous system, the meninges, how it relates to the hypothalamus, into the brain, into the hormones, and back to the nervous system. Very good. All right. Okay, let me check and see what else is going on. I think we have teeth and eyes. Teeth and eyes were pretty heavy in our request today. So let's do that. Before we get into the physical part of that, I had the question, how do I overcome the belief that I cannot heal? And how do I get back the fragmented piece to myself to create wholeness? So we're going to go through that, and we're going to go through it again in the next call. Because I want everyone to be pretty solid in their knowing how to do this work. So the first thing, let's go to all the parts of yourself that where your perception is in the way of your health. And invite all the parts of yourself that would like to come back and reintegrate and get a new script. Very good. The other thing we can do is we can neutralize the feeling. You're trying to overcome it, which overpower it. So let's look at that belief that I cannot heal. I will not get better. So let's go to all time, spaces, and dimensions where you did not get better and no one expected you to, and invite those parts back. Let's go get them and get them all the way back. And let's all do this. All the places where you thought it was impossible to heal, you would never get better. Okay, just let that come. So collectively, we have this sense that everything's going to take, you know, forever. And we have these big, that's why I use the word shifting more than healing, because it's really just a shift, just a shift. And once we get that, then the shifts come in and out until we get really solid. And that's one of the reasons we do the bringing back of the fractal soul pieces to help hold it together. Because we could get anybody strong for anything, but if they have a soul piece that's still saying something else, we have to strengthen that and bring that all in. So let's bring that in for everybody who's working against themselves and sabotage. Okay, let's go to the teeth. So you put your attention on your mouth, and we'll strengthen the inside and the outside of the mouth. The roof of the mouth, below the tongue. The first thing that comes up are all the messages that the mouth is dirty. Of course, we have to brush our teeth all the time, but there's like this message that I'm feeling with a few of you. So let's go ahead and put that purification energy in. We're going to run energy right down the center of the tongue. That would be the midline of your tongue. Down the center of all your teeth. This is the midline of all of your teeth. And we're going to strengthen it the same way we do our spinal cord. Now for gums, we're going to also do the same strength. And just like we ran right down the middle of the gums, I'm going to run this energy all the way, kind of horizontally along the gum line that shows. And through every cell of the body, we'll put a little line of energy right in the middle and strengthen it. We could call it using the tensing or the flexion and extension energy within each cell. Running around. Okay. I'm going to run a line right up the center of the top of the mouth and strengthen that to the forehead. And the nose. Going to put some energetic energy of cloves and other antibacterial energies within the mouth. For those that need that. And we'll add the energy of pushing out for food particles or bacteria that's way deep in the gums. We're going to add this energy of flushing out. So just to assist the body in waking up to move this out. So up and out on the bottom, down and out from the top. We're going to go into the pocket where teeth may have been extracted, like maybe you had your wisdom teeth out a long time ago. Just make sure they're clear. Good. I had a question also about food, gluten intolerance and dairy sensitivities. Now, if you are intolerant to it, first let's clear the parts of you that verbally think you're intolerant to it. So, and all the messages you get. So remember in the early part of our course, I was talking about how sometimes natural things also can make us weak. And all the messages you get in your email all day long about all the things that are dangerous can make you weak. So let's just delete all those messages and run that out of the digestion. So again, we ask the body, am I strong to eat this? And are you strong to eat a certain thing? Is that, or, and it, can your body do it? And sometimes the body will say, yes, I can do it, but it may not be the best. So I ask, is this 100% the right thing for me to eat? And if you don't hear that it is, then maybe make another choice. So if you have the experience of you ate this food and you felt worse and you stopped eating it and you feel better, sometimes people can start adding those foods later and sometimes they can't. And that just depends on you. So if you really want to eat the food and that's the goal, then you just keep clearing down until your body accepts it. Now, if you're trying to clear down something that you know is going to be a load on your body and you have other health things going on, it can be done, but you might not really want to put a lot of energy into that. You might just decide I'm not going to eat that food. But you don't want to keep, I guess the point is you don't want to make your life so sterile there's nothing you can do or eat. And so if you decide you're going to eat a cupcake, which is loaded with sugar, dairy, and wheat, then make yourself strong to that in that moment, all the way through to the whole thing's digested. So you go to your core and you strengthen your core for digesting that cupcake without it having any ill effects. And you would go ahead and eat it and see what happens. And you'll know if you're good at it because you'll get symptoms if it didn't work. And then you can just go back in and decide to just clear that out faster. That would be how you would do that. That's the way. The body wants to do what you want it to do. And so the body's up for any challenge you give it. It's just that the body will start to break down if it doesn't like the challenge. If you get inflammation with food, go ahead and use those MP3s, particularly the inflammation one and the balancing one. So you at least get the alkaline energy in there at the same time if you're getting inflammation. So I'm having another question about rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease. It's not like other types of arthritis. Let me go in and see if there's something specific here. Okay, so it's quite a story, but the question is that as a child, she had a reoccurring nightmare that her mother was raging at her and amputated her legs and did it in a violent way that left her midair with no legs to stand on, which is the weakest part of the whole statement, no legs to stand on, which means that, you know, that she was feeling very unstable around her mother, and she didn't have that stability. And she has nothing to stand on now that doesn't hurt her. So let's go ahead and remove the rage of her mother from those legs and knees. And anyone else who's absorbed other people's rage, you can play along at home. Here we go. It's also like a cutting off at the knees, which is another way to disempower another person. Sometimes parents don't realize it, but they have a lot of energy around not letting their children grow up. And they don't want to be disempowered or feel out of control because the child is growing up. So let's go ahead and strengthen all those incidents of that. And I'm also getting standing up for me. Strengthening elimination, the ability to eliminate quickly. Okay, very good. All right, so let's all do a little morphic field exercise here. So we're going to create two fields. I'd like you to scan your body. And I want you to see like a sphere in front of you. You're going to have two. But right now, I'd like you to put into the sphere all the body pain you have, all the patterns you're trying to shift. You can just see yourself in a mirror if it's really intense for you. Going through the group and strengthening things for like descendants. Sometimes we're traumatized by seeing a power struggle, even within our family, and that part of you that feels that trauma. Go ahead and put that in the sphere. Put everything in there, the pain, everything you want to get rid of, everything you want to shift. Now, I also want you to put into that the why you want to shift. So let's say you have a saggy chin and you don't want that saggy chin anymore. It really bothers you. So I want you to put into that sphere all the reasons that you have this saggy chin, all the reasons you want to get rid of it. Maybe they're professional reasons. Maybe you think people will like you more. Maybe you think you'll look sexier. Maybe you think you'll have more sex. Maybe you'll like yourself better. Maybe it's just been a place where you've put a lot of your self-hatred. Whatever that is, all the reasons that you want it to shift, I want you to also put into that sphere. And I'd like you to create another sphere right next to it. And I want you to put into that exactly how you feel if you had everything you wanted fixed. If you had the perfect chin, if you had the perfect arms, if your pains were gone, if you were completely healthy, I want you to feel that. I want you to put that into the sphere. And we're going to ask the infinite potential to place within the sphere everything that you need in order to hold it and maintain it. Your inner beauty, your outer beauty, everything. Ease among other people, all of it. I'm going to add to everybody's sphere an open heart at the perfect stage for you. Perfect connection to the throat. And all of the third eye energy you're running through your physical eyes rather than your third eye. Okay, when you get that feeling nice and juicy, I'd like you to pull that into your body and just see that superimposed on your body. And I want you to breathe it in. A lot of supportive energy coming for you for this exercise. This is a way that we make things happen faster. We get to where we're shifting quicker. We have this choice or we have this choice and we choose this choice. I choose health and wellness. I choose joy. I choose Judy. Very good. Have a nice, juicy life. All right. Let me check my questions quickly, see if there's anybody on the other side of the planet. We have more eye stuff. Got a lot of eyes. So I'm going to quickly strengthen the eyes for everybody. Add supportive energies, because if you did that in that recent exercise, we just had that done. So supportive energy for eyesight. Regeneration. Separating divisions. Meaning, don't let what you see in your inner vision or how other people see you get in the way of your vision. All right, very good. Okay, I'm going to take a couple callers. If I have not talked to you on the medical intuitive call before, you can go keep your hand up. If you have, go ahead and lower your hand if you've talked to me on that. I think it's star 2. Let me double check. Yes, it's star 2. So for anyone who hasn't spoken to me before, let's go ahead and talk. Okay. All right. Area code 512. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Sherry. It's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hey, very good. Thank you. This call's been awesome.
Oh, okay.
I have a question. You and I have talked before in private, sessions about this, but it's kind of expanded to other stuff. So, like the thyroid, issues. But I went to actually a new specialist last week, and he is running some other tests, but there's something going on between the pituitary. I mean, I think that like the thyroid's just fine as far as the physicalness of it. There's just a lot of, it seems like there's a root of a lot of this happening between, with the thyroid and all that stuff from the pituitary and all the head stuff, that's happening for me.
Head stuff.
Look into that. Yeah, stuff. Like the heartbeat, that I can hear in my head.
Okay.
And yeah, that kind of stuff that's happened. And then, but there's just been like a lot of, like, I've gained weight and, there's just been a lot of stuff. And of course, that's brought up issues, all the body,
right.
Which is great to get that up and out, like all of the body's stuff. But anyway, so I'll be quiet now.
Okay. So sometimes what we think it is not what it is. Did he tell you you had some hypopituitary issues?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. He's an endocrinologist?
He is. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So we'll strengthen the pituitary. So that's the physical level, but how did you get a hypopituitary thing, which is kind of a rare condition, actually. So let's look at... So I think the core is a suppression, everywhere you suppressed yourself when you were younger, and you sort of wore yourself out trying to be something you weren't and get attention in ways from people who you were hoping for support. I mean, it's sort of that kind of an energy. So let's go ahead and delete it.
Yeah, you're right. Perfect. Right on.
Okay, so let's go into the hypothalamus. So the energy is hypothalamus to spinal cord to pituitary, and the same thing to the thyroid. All right, let's just clean everybody's pituitary out. Do you have an MP3 for this? Didn't I send you one?
No.
Were you in our other class?
I was in the abundance class, yeah.
You would have gotten a pituitary.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that one. That's interesting.
Yeah. It's actually a really good one. Okay, so let's go ahead and run that energy for you and everyone else who needs it. So, you know, we have hormonal glands, which we're all aware of, right? But there's so many other hormones in the body, right? And there's the neurotransmitters. It's just a very complex system. Plus, there's the stuff we don't know about. If you really follow this, you will find that in medical science, it's like something new every few years. So I don't put that, I put just like the bones on it, and then I always allow for the energy of something we may not know that needs to be strengthened. And so that's what we're going to do right now with the flow of communication.
Okay.
With your hormones and all the extra worry about the hormones. Let's let that go. Okay. Did he say he thought you had a tumor?
Actually, that has definitely come up, yeah. Now, we've not done anything. I mean, this was just like the first time that I met with him, but I've been through a couple of other doctors, and that was mentioned. Let's put it that way.
Okay, well, let's work on anything that anything like that can shrink. Let's go ahead and work on that. So, Patricia, that's the energy for that being strong and not shrinking, right? That energy we just did. So
yeah. Okay.
That's the one awesome. I used on myself. Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Kate calling.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Hi. I'm actually doing so much better. I feel like my whole sort of, I've had this huge awakening in the past 5 weeks, and I'm doing a lot better emotionally. And but a lot of these physical things just won't, they come, like I know that they can get better because I've had the back pain or the fibromyalgia type of sort of aching in my shoulders get better. But lately it's like it's come back more. And I feel like it has to do with my mind or something.
Is it in your shoulders?
Yeah, it's like the upper back. Like it just feels like all the burdens on my back from my life. And I've tried to release them and stuff.
Let's strengthen
know.
Your core, because your core is okay. Let's strengthen right now.
I'm also kind of exhausted because I've been feeling all energized and excited and brainstorming ideas, but not sleeping or eating well. You know, just sleeping in an energy, but then getting too excited to sleep.
Right. Okay.
And I've been having this stomach, I think it's called dysbiosis maybe, where the bad, I took an iron supplement that fed the bad bacteria. And so my stomach, it's healing a little bit. Last time I had to take all these antibiotics, and this time I'm trying not to, so that it can kind of regain the equilibrium on its own.
Are you using that MP3 for that?
oh, you know what I forgot about? I've been so scattered, and then I'm like, I just wish time could stop and I could catch up with everything. And
yeah, play that one. That's what it's all designed for, getting that gut balance back. Okay, so here's what's going on. You're kind of exhausted, even though you sound happy, within the spine. So I'm going to strengthen that core and remove the exhaustion. It's slight. I'd say it's like 20% of what's going on. 20% of you thinking, I'm doing well now, but what if I go backwards?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So let's love that part.
Okay.
Let's love that part that says, I'm doing well now, but it might go backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I have some fears coming up because I'm falling in love with someone that could be my soulmate. And so then it brings up maybe fears of.
Okay. And I'm not good enough. Let's love that part. And he might reject me. Let's love that part. All right. That one's got some juicy stuff in it. He might reject me.
Really?
So, yeah, let's go into this. All right. This is like a. This is just old stuff, so I'm just going to allow that to leave. We're going to strengthen any soul parts that are in it. Old messages coming out. There you go. Thank you very much, Kate.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Lots of love to you and everyone on the call.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, 314.
Sherry?
Hi.
Dan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dan?
Good. Well, a couple of things. You kind of worked on the – well, I'm just going to give you this. I sent it as a question. Writing up for getting a U.S. passport, and I want to see if there's anything in my way that you see – you know, that could be blocking that. To be cleared, I've got some back support that I got to pay. But, the feeling is, Sherry, it's just to apply and it feels like it's just going to happen.
It feels good right now. I'd say if you do it with the energy you've got right now, it's going to be a success. There might be a couple extra pieces of paper you have to do, but I think it'll fly. I'd be surprised if it didn't. And if it doesn't, that would be something else that's just coming up to clean. So let's just go back to that back support part and let's strengthen solutions for resolution. Disentangling everyone involved. I think this is worth disentangling completely. We're starting it today, but get that completely handled because you don't want that, going around with you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You mean completely as in, what do you
Whatever.
Mean, Sherry?
Either pay it off or find a solution.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get to some sort of resolution with it. So it's not like this thing,
Exactly. That's what I do. And, you talked about the back. There's a I twist. It's my mid-back on my right side, Sherry. And when I twist, it's painful in my muscle. It's been going on for quite some time, but it just came back up again today. So I can't twist or reach my right arm across my left side.
Right arm to left side. Okay.
Yeah, in my mid, it hurts in my mid back.
All right, so let's go for this. How far can your arm go without pain? Can it go to the midline?
It can go to the midline, yes.
Can it go another 20%?
Yes.
Okay, let's strengthen it to 25. Delete all obstacles. 30. Delete all obstacles. 40. And what's the pain feel like? Is it a restriction?
It's like, yeah, restriction. It feels like it makes me contract my respiratory, even like, oh, you know, that kind of feel like it's going to hold everything back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, a lot of this restriction passport. Okay, delete. All right, try it again. See if you've got any more range there.
Yes, it's a little better. It is.
Okay, let's see if we can get a little more better.
Okay.
Okay, try it again.
Yeah, it's still there. Even when I stand up tall, I arch my back, I can feel it in that area too, you know, or twisting the other way. I'll feel it in there. It's getting better, though. The pain's subsiding, but it's,
okay.
You know.
Okay, so let's get to the problem again, because it sounds like the problem changed a little bit, because before it was just this. So now it's also going the other way? So any reaching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, any reaching or twisting or torquing. It's just right in that, it's in one spot, but anything that I do, if I torque to the right, if I torque to the left,
and probably
I arch my back.
This thing has been twisted and kind of, you know, apart emotionally. It completely matches. Okay, so let's delete the twisted feelings, the restriction, and even the range of motion. You're trying to, what, fly to Thailand or something?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to strengthen you again for your perception, because sometimes people don't really get that these things can happen very quickly. So we're going to strengthen you to immediate perception, letting go, flexibility. Let's see what else I see. Strengthening the spinal cord and all the stored memories in there of all this. Nervous system. Okay, try it again.
Man, I felt a lot going on in there.
No.
You know, like my heart started beating fast, and then I felt the energy moving left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more flexible. There's still a little... It's gone down, Jerry. It's probably about 25-30% there.
Left
anything
or
you suggest?
It's 20. Any
motion, Sherry. It's like 20-30% left in there. Yeah.
Okay, so we went down 75. We have 25 to go. All right.
Yeah.
That's good progress. Okay, so let's go all the way down to 0 minus infinity. So this is like, are we really, really willing to let go of all this? And let's do it. I see this place in your spinal cord that's holding on. I'm going to delete that. Refresh. Okay, something just shifted again. See if it helped.
Okay. Yeah, it did help. There's a little bit there, but you know what it helped in? The strength. It was almost like the certainty of being able to turn without pain. That's what I felt, you know? That was an awesome feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't have this turn and going, oh, is it going to hurt? I just started turning.
Yeah. Yeah, the apprehension. That's a good one,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. That was
for everyone who has an apprehension of pain or something bad happening, let's go ahead and delete that. zero minus infinity and reset. Very good. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks so much, Sherry. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, 928.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Jackie.
Hi Jackie. How are you?
Good. I was trying to look for that pituitary MP3, and we have a pineal one, but not a pituitary. Is it under a different name?
Maybe that's what I got. Maybe that's it. I sent you a pineal, not pituitary.
Yeah, because I was
okay. I'm sorry about that. sorry, Patricia.
Thank you for the call. No,
okay.
No, that's all right.
But I do have a pituitary one, and I'll have it out by next week. okay.
Since I've been off work and recovering, I'm developing a lot of skin tags all over, and
mm-hmm.
my urine is really strong.
Pick
and
one.
I'm unable to drink enough water.
Pick huh? one. Which one's bothering you more? I think it's your urine.
My urine.
Yeah. Now, why aren't you able to drink enough water?
It makes me sick. I get nauseous. So I started juicing and adding fruit, and that then my sugar is like all out of whack, and I'm shaking. So I'm not sure.
Are you eating enough protein?
Yeah.
Too much sugar?
In the fruit.
Mm-hmm. Can you go, what kind of fruit? Are we talking like lemons here or?
Blueberries, strawberries, apples. I put in my smoothies, peaches.
Oh, these are smoothies. What do you put in your water to make you want to drink it?
Greens. Nothing.
Well, is that why you don't want to drink it? Is it too green?
Well, that's why I started doing the smoothies. It's
okay.
The greens.
Okay.
Because I don't want to drink water. It's RO water. It's not like I'm drinking faucet water.
Right.
So, and it's just, I can't get it down.
I'm not finding it. Is there some other association there with water?
Being able to urinate and extract poisons out of my body?
Yeah, I think some part of you is working against yourself here. I don't know what you can do for your water to make it start tasting better to you, but the nauseousness is an unusual symptom for pure water. So, and you're able to drink other things. So let's get into
right.
What else is going on here? Because you got the shaky stuff, which feels like blood sugar.
Yeah, if I have too much fruit, my sugar gets out of whack. So I,
right.
know, but it's the only way I can drink liquid. So I do greens.
Mm-hmm. Lemon water doesn't work.
I didn't think about lemon water.
Try lemon
okay,
water.
I can start doing lemon
water. That'll have
water.
Less sugar, and you might, you know, I think it's easier to drink.
Neutralize.
Mm-hmm. And help your pH along the way. Okay. I think there is, are you at home?
Yeah.
Okay. So it would strengthen you to your living situation?
That's going to change soon. Working on that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's strengthen this. And the energy in the house? Okay, so all the ways that you've plugged yourself into another person nurturing, let's go ahead and just let that go and get back into self-nurturing and taking care of yourself with the water that you need, the nutrition you need. It's almost like if the water you're drinking is like poisoned with somebody, you know, like it's all your thoughts about it. So let's just delete that and get back to neutral with water. And the parts of yourself that are resisting change, let's bring those in. Balance. There you go, Jackie.
Yeah, I can't leave until this workman's comp situation is done with, so.
Okay. Well, no pressure for me. I want you just to be, you know, where you want to be. But I want you to drink water because we want to keep your kidneys in good shape. Especially if you're juicing, you're probably detoxing like crazy. So do that. Get some water down you. Try it with lemon. I think that'll help.
Okay,
maybe just lemon and cucumbers. Yeah, try that. See if that works. Thank you, Jackie.
Lemon and cucumbers?
Yeah, or try one
okay,
or the other.
Thank you.
Fly with it.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, 805, are you there?
Hi, Sherry, it's Vicki calling.
Hey, Vicki, how are you?
I'm good. I was wondering if you could help me with, this has been such a great call. I'm so grateful for all the callers and the questions that were asked because everything you addressed was so perfect for me. I just love it.
Thank you.
I fell a few days ago, and I just wondered if you could look and assist I still have some swelling in my head because I hit my head and I kind of hit my sacrum, but it's my head more than anything else that's kind of still swollen and sore. Maybe you could balance my brain or something.
Okay, then where did you hit your head? In the back?
No, kind of the right side.
The right side? Where?
Kind of around my ear, maybe a little above and below. Yeah.
Does it have
a
like
a behind
knot?
My?
Okay.
It's just sore and a little swollen and tender.
Okay, but not real. It's not like a big knot, though.
Knot. No, I don't think it's a knot. It's swollen, though.
Okay, right around your ear. That's such a. So you fell on your sacrum and then you hit that side of your head?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you your sacrum is the weakest part of this fall.
Okay.
So sometimes our symptoms aren't where the weakest part is. So let me go down and balance this for you.
Okay.
So you can still feel the vibration coming up your body from there. So it's bringing
it
up all the memory. Yeah, let's get that jolt out. Strengthen you for jolts. What were you thinking when you fell?
I think I was not being very mindful at all. I was in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
My chair scooted out. I was trying to sit down, and the office chair scooted back, and I just fell on the concrete.
Were you kind of out of your body?
Maybe, probably.
Okay, let's get you deep in your body. Strengthening the coccyx to the sacrum and back is a little weak. Strengthening that, all of it back to your nervous system and back. All right, so I'm going to go from the left hip to the right side of the head, strengthen that alignment, and the other hip to the other side of the head, which is weak, left to right, right to left. When we're working on something swollen, We go to the, like, the swollen part. It shows a little puffy. And then we just, you just sort of visualize the lymph getting stronger and the blood getting stronger in that area to the outside. So you start from the outside and work in the same way you would massage out a swollen thing. You just energetically can do that. So let's go ahead and do that for you. Was there somebody there who saw you fall?
My son came in when I was crying.
Okay. So I need to strengthen you to that. I don't know why, but was that uncomfortable for him or you?
I think he can worry about me.
Yeah. So you're probably worried about him worrying about you.
Yes.
Let's strengthen that. Okay. Very good. Benefit. Very good. Okay, how are you feeling about it now? Do you have sensations we need to work on?
I feel much calmer about it.
Yeah.
I have been worried about it. I mean, the head thing. But I feel much calmer.
Okay. All right. So let me just do another run up here for you. Okay. Thank you, Vicki. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. It was a pleasure to have you on the call today. We're going to have one more call next week. And I look forward to talking to you then. You're also going to get something in the mail for me about what we have coming up. And it's especially for this group. It's not for other groups. So anyway, looking forward to working with you. I'll go through all your questions and do more strengthening. In fact, I can start that now. I've done it a couple of times with a few, but for every question that came in, we're just going to run the energy through all the questions, all the concerns, and lighten it up for resolution, and delete all the places where we feel stuck in our resolution. And okay, very good. Lovely. Thank you, everyone. Okay, so let's go and I'll say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.